At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is that one moment in history that you just instantly remember exactly where you were when you learned about it? Call 206-803-ROCK to share with us. Steve, we have someone on hold who I think has a story that will probably be something that every Gen Xer that's listening right now will be able to relate to.
Okay.
So we're going to chat with them in just a second. But first, let's chat with Tim in Paulsbo. Tim, what is that one moment in history that you remember exactly where you were when you learned about it?
It was 9/11. And I had only been in the state like a couple of months, and me and my wife were camping. And we were at the campground, and we were the only ones there. And all night long, there was this, and there was, we were surrounded by this. And me and my dog were trying to figure out what it was and trying to get it. And all night long, it was going on. And so the next morning, the camp host comes up to us, and she goes, hey, we're under attack. And I go, I know. I don't know what it was. She looked at me like, what are you talking about? And she goes, no, we're under attack. I said, I know. So me and my dog were trying to get it. She goes, no, dude, those were raccoons. She goes, the Twin Towers just got hit by airplanes. I'm like, what?
I was going to say, I can't imagine what's going on in her head. Like, she's thinking, sir, you and your dog are not being attacked by terrorists. The entire country is.
Right? She's got the look on that lady's face was something else.
Oh, man.
206-803-ROCK.
Do you remember where you were with 9/11?
I sure do.
Okay.
I had morning cheerleading practice. And so when all the news was coming down, we didn't know anything about it because we were, you know, in a gymnasium doing stuff. After practice, went to the Starbucks to get coffee. And it was just so somber. And I'm like, what is everybody seems like they're in a really bad mood this morning.
So did a stranger end up telling you?
A stranger ended up telling me at the Starbucks in Stanwood. And I was like, oh, my God. I had no idea what had been going on for about 3 hours.
I remember being on the air at the end, and that was one of the most, still to this day, one of the worst days to have to be on the air. And I remember our intern, we didn't have phone screening software on computers, so they would run in with a little post-it note, and he ran in with a little post-it note that just said, a plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. And all of us were just like, we got to take a break and figure out what the hell's going on, because I have family and friends.
Yeah, of course.
Sadly lost a friend in the whole situation, a high school buddy. And I'll never forget, and it's not funny, but it was just like one of those moments where like we didn't know what song was playing next, and it's always seemed like the worst song will always play,
oh,
and
Lord.
It makes it seem like as if we intentionally did it, even though it's like tasteless and awful, but it was Lenny Kravitz's Fly Away.
Oh,
and I'll never forget that. I'm like, of all songs, this is the song we're going into, but, and then we quickly went into the other room to watch the second plane, and it was just like, then it was just a flurry, myself and Jody, because Jody was an East Coaster as well. We're just on our phones trying to get a hold of anyone, but the phone lines are just gone, like, because of so many people trying to get a hold of their family and friends.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's one of those moments they'll never forget.
206-803-ROCK. Missy from Arlington, what is that moment in history where you remember exactly where you were when you learned about it?
1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger. I'm pretty sure this is the same theme for every Gen X kid that, you know, was sitting in history class that
yep.
day. They ushered you into the library and put you in front of that 19-inch TV that all the kids had to sort of surround themselves around. And we were there, we were watching it, and it exploded. everybody in class just sort of looked at each other like, was that supposed to happen? Like, you don't really comprehend what's happening at the time. And in typical Gen X fashion, they just ushered us right back to class, didn't talk about it, nothing. And then, of course, back then, no internet at all. So newspapers come out, it's headlines. We're like, wow, we watched that, you know?
No, I think for us, it was we were in the classroom and they rolled the TV in, but similar situation. I don't remember. To think about like what the teachers had to go through at that moment, because they're thinking, nah, we're just kind of showing a cool moment and that happens. And I even found the audio clip from CNN. And when the explosion happened, there's like a good 30, 40 seconds of just no conversation, nothing being said, because I think everybody, similar to teachers and students, everyone's like, that didn't just happen. But then the reporter had this to say.
Looks like a couple of the solid rocket boosters blew away from the side of the shuttle in an explosion.
I mean, they're just still trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Unbelievable.
Even a texter said, I was in the third grade. Our teacher just rolled the big TV onto the cart so we could watch. We really didn't understand until the teacher started crying.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.